live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So it's 2:30 and I'm really pleased to welcome my guest Jenny Moore from Two Little Cats Bakery.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? So it is. The first thing I want to do before we get talks about some home baking tips and some ideas for home baking, could you give us a little bit of a background of how you got started? Because you're a self-taught baker, aren't you, I believe? And you you set up your company.
Yeah, so I am Welsh originally and I moved to Cambridge to go to university. I was at Newnham College and I studied law and economics. And after that, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do and ended up in corporate property, but it was not for me at all. I'm quite a creative person, so I was definitely missing that in that job. And then I had a car accident on Christmas Day in 2013, and it was a really nasty accident. I was off work for 7 months, and during that time, I started baking more and more, found I really loved it, and things just took off from there, really.
So that must have been quite a leap, though, to go from, like you say, the big corporate world to suddenly say, do you know what? I'm going to leave all that and set up my own business. Was it quite frightening or were you kind of quite motivated and so you decided to just go for it anyway?
I've always wanted to work for myself. That's something that I've had in me ever since I was quite small. But I had genuinely never imagined it being in the baking world. I was not the most natural baker when I first started, but a lot of practice, and I just fell in love with it and fell in love with being part of people's days and events and celebrations. It's a much nicer industry to be in, for sure.
So that's really interesting. So you're saying, like I was saying earlier, that I'm not a natural baker. I find it very stressful. So you must have suddenly thought, well, because I suppose you were off, you thought you'd do a bit more baking. And like everything, I guess, if you practice, you then get better and better, don't you? I think
absolutely.
If you come to a recipe one every now and again, which is what I do, and then everything is new each time, so you don't feel kind of so comfortable with it.
Definitely. Mastering the basic recipe before you start experimenting is definitely a top tip, and it's not something that I used to do very often. I used to go in and throw a bit of this in, throw a bit of that in, without actually having mastered the basic first. But once I'd got that down, no one could stop me then. Then it was all fun.
So you set up your company in 2013, or was it slightly after that?
Yeah, so 2013, yeah. So the accident was in 2012. And then, yeah, 2013, I set up sort of a full-time company.
So did you start with working from home and then get yourself a kitchen premises, or did you?
Yes, we worked from home for quite a few years. And it just got way too much to do from a domestic small kitchen. So we took the leap and in 2017. And we moved to a commercial kitchen space in Dry Drayton and haven't looked back. It's perfect little space.
And you create cakes for all sorts of occasions, but would you say you are mainly for wedding cakes, or would you say
now? Not so much. Yeah. But if you excuse the current situation, then yes, we're primarily focused on weddings, but we still do birthdays, christenings, corporate events, all sorts, really.
Yeah, and you specialise in naked cakes, don't you? Or semi-naked cakes, I believe.
Lot of the semi-naked or buttercream coated, like those kind of more natural looking ones, rather than the sort of heavily iced.
Oh, I'm sitting here imagining them and my stomach's starting to rumble. So could you give us a few ideas of cakes or things that would be easy to do, maybe with children if they're at home, and, you know, that you could all bake together and then you end up with something that's looking rather lovely? Perhaps not banana bread, because
I feel like such a bad lockdown baker. I have not made a single banana bread.
I was going to say, I have mastered banana bread in the last year or so, and it's the only thing I haven't really made in lockdown.
I think you and I must be the only two.
Exactly.
But what's great right now is things like cookies and biscuits, because you can make the dough and then you can freeze some of it as well. So you don't have to have them all in one go if you don't want to. You can just freeze them and then you've got cookie dough ready to go whenever you want to. So that's a really, really good one.
So would you freeze it, just make the dough and then wrap it in like cling film or some sort of wrapper?
Yeah, absolutely.
And put it in
you
the
can
freezer.
Even just ball them up ready as well. So you can then literally just pop them in a Tupperware in the freezer or anything like that, and then just pull out a frozen cookie dough ball and just stick it straight in the oven. So you can even cook them off one at a time if you're very restrained. which I'm well,
that,
often
that
not.
Might be quite a useful thing. I'm not sure I'd do it, but actually at the moment that's the kind of restraint I probably need.
I don't think you're the only one there. So that's a fantastic one. Another one that's great is cupcakes as well, because they're really good to get the kids involved in. You know, you can have fun with the toppings and all that kind of thing. So they're always a really good one.
And you can just, I guess, let your children, you can get some sprinkles or
smarties,
whatever, and let them just decorate their own. And, oh, food colouring, I guess, is another good thing, isn't it, for that?
Absolutely, and they can decorate them to their heart's content then.
And you decorate this, of course, after they're cooked. I'm probably saying very obvious things, but you could all just cook lots of cupcakes, and then you can let them cool completely,
and then just pop your icing on, and then top with whatever you fancy. So it could be edible flowers, or it could be sprinkles, like you say, or favourite chocolates and sweets. You know, you can really have fun with cupcakes.
Do you have any more baking tips, or shall we move on to your new venture?
I suppose my other baking tip really is just have a bit of fun with it. I think, like we were saying before, it can be a little bit daunting if you're not used to it, so have fun, and you, even if it doesn't look perfect, I think at the moment it's very easy that you want everything to look Instagrammable or that it's worthy of Pinterest, but just have fun and enjoy it even if it doesn't look great.
And in fact, some of those what you might call disasters are usually the funniest ones, and they're the ones that you talk about, aren't they, and remember.
Definitely.
And they often taste the best as well, I think.
Oh yeah, they always taste good.
Now obviously these lockdown times must have been a terrible blow for your business, with weddings being cancelled left, right and centre. So have you had to shut down, or did you then decide to do your new venture after time?
So when the lockdown was announced, we closed the kitchen when everything was very, very strict, mainly because we didn't want to encourage unnecessary visits, including our own, to the shops or to do deliveries and things like that. So it was definitely a case of a heavy heart but a clear conscience that we shut the kitchen. As time has sort of gone on and restrictions have starting to been eased, and we're getting an awful lot of messages, people saying that they still want to celebrate occasions, and rightly so. What we've come up with, sort of we started it on Friday, is that we would do a weekly cupcake delivery across the whole of Cambridgeshire. You can have a box of 6 or a box of 12, and we have gluten-free options as well. And we would deliver them in a completely contactless way, so that we're still able to bring some cake to Cambridgeshire.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So you say it's every Friday, but when do people need to sort of let you know the delivery date,
so,
and also what's your contact details?
So if you go on our website and click on the shop page, so it's twolittlecats.co.uk, and then click on shop, you'll find all the options for the different boxes there. And if you order by noon on a Wednesday, then you'll be added to off that Friday delivery route. And then any orders after noon on that Wednesday get added to the next week.
Oh, so that'd be good for any kind of birthday celebrations or celebrations. So you can deliver them to other people's houses, can't you?
Absolutely. A lot of the ones that we delivered on Friday were actually gifts from people either in Cambridgeshire that had a friend they wanted to cheer up, or from outside of the area and somebody had a birthday or a baby. We had some really lovely ones. We even had someone from India sending some cupcakes to somebody in Cambridge, which was
lovely. And could
you
do a handwritten message or anything, I'm guessing, for if anyone wanted to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have some gift cards. So if you want to add a message to anybody, then just let us know in the order box and we will write that out for you and send it with the cakes.
And is there a kind of set type of cakes you're putting in there, or flavours,
so
or whatever?
It completely changes. Yeah, so it's a mixed box, and every week it's a completely new set of flavours. So last week's was Malteser, vanilla, there was Biscoff white chocolate and raspberry, Black Forest, and I think lemon and raspberry was the other one. So next week it will be a completely new selection.
Oh, I could just eat all of those just right now. They sound absolutely delicious. Now, before you go, I just have one more question for you. How did your name Two Little Cats come along? As a cat lover myself, I'm sorry, but I really...
No, it's one of my favourite questions. So when I first set up, an awful lot of people were setting up similar businesses, and they were all naming them after themselves. And I wanted something that stood out a little bit. And to be honest, I wasn't sure that this was going to become my full-time job. I had no idea how popular it would be and how successful. So I thought, why not just go for it with something a bit unusual? And at the same time, my now husband, bought me two kittens called Simba and Nacho. And any time I tried to do any work, they were just there. They were my little shadows. So I just sort of thought, right, okay, why not? I'll go with it. see what happens. And actually, it's really worked for us. It's definitely memorable. And a lot of people come to us saying that they come for their wedding cake consultation because they couldn't resist the name. So it's definitely working.
Oh, it definitely works for me as a person who has also two cats. And I can even hear my really elderly cat behind me has gone in a box and snoring behind us as we speak.
Oh, lovely.
Slightly off-putting, but she's not so bothered about what I'm saying here. But what a lovely way. And on that note, are you doing any wedding consultations yet, or are you waiting till the next kind of round of openings?
Yeah, so we're still going to wait until it's kind of safe and sensible. But as soon as it is, we will be back up for consultations and things like that.
Oh, that's great.
Next year is already looking hugely busy.
Yeah, I guess all the pushbacks from this year is going to go on to next year, isn't it? So
absolutely, yeah. So you're on top of all of the inquiries. You've got all of the postponements from this year, so it's definitely going to be a crazy year to make up for this one.
Enjoy the rest, not that you're going to now, because you've got all these lovely cupcakes to make.
Thank you
very much, Jenny, for speaking to you, and good luck with all your cupcakes and your wedding business when it gets going again.
Thank you, Alex.
Live and local
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.